A voice you can trust. Boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to your breakthrough. Now, if I'd stop and say that again, welcome to your breakthrough, you'd most likely stop, listen just a little bit closer. That's because we're always intrigued, aren't we, by something new. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, of course. It's a mirror of God's character. In fact, we serve a God of the new. I'm not at all interested in the old, I can tell you that. I'm not looking in the rearview mirror. I don't even like to pull my car in so that it has to be backed out. I pull into that space so I can pull out and not look behind me. There's excitement. There's always promise in what lies straight ahead. God's ready, I know it, to introduce to you a brand new beginning. In the book of Lamentations, of all places, reading from the Message Bible, your Bible declares God is aware of your situation. He says this, I'll never forget the trouble, the utter loneliness, the feeling of hitting bottom, but there's one thing I remember, God's loyal love could never have run out. What's behind you? Maybe chaos, maybe confusion, pain, sorrow, bitterness, regret, resentment, unforgiveness, but God's mercies, His blessings are new. You ought to shout it right there where you are. New every single morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. I'm sticking with God. Today, my prayerful desire is that you embrace God's brand new beginning for your life, for your business, for your family, your relationships. I'd like you to take careful note of God's calendar. We're in the year 5-7, Hebrew year, 5-7-7-8. Of course, you know 8's the biblical number for what? New beginnings, a time to come into covenant together, you and I, to set a declaration of our freedom signed, sealed, delivered by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Well, I'll tell you, I feel so very, very strongly about this whole thing that I've set aside at the direction of the Holy Spirit, a very, very special time of intercession, of prayer, of meditation, fasting, for you and everything you love. As we exit the old and begin the new on December 31st, I'd like for you to take a moment, send me your own personal declaration of freedom that you intend to leave behind every sickness, disease, pain, malady, malfunction, infirmity, depression, debt, distress, struggle. The Holy Spirit has directed me to bury those things at the foot of the cross right here on our campus. I want to symbolically declare to your past, it's buried. Then I want to send you a personally signed, I'm going to sign it in agreement with you, your declaration of freedom. Pick up your phone. Call right now. Come on. Rush your letter in the mail to me. Do it before December 31st. Or you can do it by logging on that secure website, rodparsley.com. Now, my wonderful guest, my dear friend, mentor, how I love he and his beautiful wife, Dee. They change my life every day, always stand in agreement with this great ministry of breakthrough. And he's back with me here today with a forward-looking word of faith and an extraordinary anointing of the Holy Spirit for a very specific purpose. Now, yes, he's the pastor of that tremendous Elevation Point Church right there in the greater Atlanta Metroplex, and you want to be there. So turn your cell phone off for a few moments, yes, because I want you to listen with spirit ears to the word. Dr. Coy Barker came all the way from Atlanta to the great High Def Studios of Breakthrough here in Columbus, Ohio. Man,
let me talk to you for just a moment by the Holy Ghost. God said to tell you, remember not the former things.
Ooh.
Forget them.
Mm.
Isaiah 43:18, he said, remember not the former things. Don't even think about them.
Amen.
We're about to bury them at the foot of the cross.
Glory.
The day of your new beginning has arrived.
Has arrived, yes.
This is what the Lord said to me this morning. He said, as the two prophets sit on this platform and speak to you by the Holy Spirit,
Jesus,
that it would create this now word, would create an atmosphere that would make it easy for you to step into the
glory,
supernatural.
Glory.
God said to tell you, there is a change that's going to be so great until you will be amazed. Your family is going to be amazed.
Yes, yes.
As you simply obey the instruction,
yes,
that's being given. Just do what the prophet is saying,
right,
to you.
Right,
he said,
right,
behold, don't even think about the former things.
Don't think about it.
Let the past be gone.
Mm.
I say so often to people, pucker up and kiss it goodbye.
That's it.
Your past is over.
It's over.
It's a brand new beginning.
Yes, sir.
It's a new season.
Yes, sir.
I know that people have said it's never going to happen. I want to tell you, God uses the most unusual moment.
Won't he do
to
it?
Do the supernatural.
Won't he do
new
it?
In your life.
Won't he?
Listen to me carefully. God said, behold, I will do a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hear me carefully. We hear that sometime. We think, well, I've heard that before. No, this is a season where this word is going to open up a door and a window.
That's
for
it.
You where you can step into a place
in
where new beginnings,
hallelujah,
are not hard.
Granted.
They're not
granted,
difficult.
Jesus.
I had a man of God tell me recently who watched this prophet, who tuned into this ministry, who obeyed the call of the Holy Spirit. He said, I was so bound, I was so shackled, and I won't go into all of it, but Pastor, he was bound by all kinds of stuff.
My goodness.
That somebody watching right now, you're bound up, the chains are there.
Right.
He said, in my desperation, listen to me, in my desperation, cutting on the television, I cut it on, and there was Coy Barker and Rod Parsley.
My goodness.
And they looked into that camera and said, you don't have to stay the way you are.
Hallelujah.
You have not just tuned into this program by chance.
Mm.
This is a God appointment.
Yes, God.
It's a divine appointment. And anytime God makes an appointment with you, it's to change things. He does not want to leave you the way He found you. He said, when that word came out of you and Pastor Rod's mouth, something exploded. And He said, Coy, I can't explain it to you. I'm a businessman. I'm supposed to have the answer.
Right.
But he said, something I can't explain broke loose in
Jesus.
Me, and the chains of captivity were not something that lasted for a month and was gone. Instantly were broken off of my life.
My God.
When I obeyed the instruction of the two prophets speaking on television. See, so many times you think it's just another program. I got a word for you. This is not just another program.
No, sir.
This is that moment you were created for where your past will be forever gone.
Forever.
And a new beginning that's going to take you into a realm that you only dreamed of, but in your heart thought could never happen.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the voice of God.
Hear it.
There's a suddenly coming to
you
in this season of a new beginning
that's
going to turn your life forever and forever.
Yes.
It's not going to be a gradual process.
No, sir.
Hear me. A miracle,
is
waiting on you right now. Not just some little patch-up job.
No.
There is a new beginning.
I believe it.
He said, I'll cause water, rivers to flow through your dry place.
Jesus.
Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost clear, sitting right here. Listen to me. I had a man sit in a service recently with me, and I felt directed to go to him in the Spirit, prophesy over him. He was sitting there. I actually had on a pair of cut-off kind of shorts, golf shorts, and a golf shirt. And I thought, well, I don't know. But I gave him a strong prophetic word. Listen, I said, God is going to put the pieces of your situation together, and the pieces of the puzzle will come quickly. I hear God saying that to somebody right now.
I agree.
That you've tried to figure it out. The pieces of the puzzle are about to come together suddenly, and you're going to see the hand of God.
Yes.
Hear me, the hand of God, the mighty arm of strength of God is coming in your life. Your business will take
a
turn. Your business will receive blessings.
Yes, yes.
God's going to touch your entire household.
Hallelujah.
A moment of victory is coming to you. This gentleman called me 2 days later after I prophesied to his life, sitting in a church service, didn't know him, and he took his check out, wrote a check for a major sacrifice, put it in the offering in that church, planted the seed in God's kingdom. 2 days later, all of the pieces came together. He had worked for months, could not make it happen.
Right, right.
The contract signed. It was done in 2 days.
Yeah.
You say, Coy, that would have happened anyway. No, it wouldn't have. God saw his faith.
Amen.
He saw his action of faith. God's talking to somebody about $50, $100, $1,000 to reach into that reservoir of God and say, this is my moment for a miracle in my life. You say, Coy, how does it happen? I cannot explain it, but there's something happens when God's people step across that line where you give a $1,000 sacrifice.
Yes, it does.
And you're saying, Coy, I would love to do that, but I don't have $1,000 right now. Let me tell you what you do. And so many of you have done it before, right here on this program.
Yeah.
You've called in the tithe of it and said, I'll give the rest of it as soon as it comes in my hand.
Right.
You need to run to that phone,
pick that phone up
in Jesus' name and say, I'll give $100 right now, but I'm going to give $1,000. I need a new beginning.
Yes.
Now listen carefully. Abraham was Abram. God called him in Genesis 12 and said, Abram, if you will do what I'm asking you to do, I will show you the miraculous. Y'all know the story. He left his comfort zone.
Right.
He stepped across the line.
Go ahead.
He did what God said. Listen. And he obeyed the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Bible said the first thing it is, he made an altar and made a sacrifice.
My God.
A covenant with God. And listen carefully. When you pick that phone up and you dial it right now, as much as Rod and I are going to pray for you, there's someone else that's going to come in covenant with you.
Talk.
His name is Jehovah Jireh.
Hallelujah.
And Jehovah Jireh is going to make covenant with you. My God, I feel a breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
You're very picking up that phone has started heaven to respond. And this is your moment. Do it right now. A preacher called me and said, my old car's wore out. I hear you talking about God can give you a new car. I'm going to plant a sacrifice seed. I hear you and Pastor Parsley, I'm going to make a commitment.
Right.
I'm going to do what God said. He gave the sacrifice, got two new cars.
Jesus.
Two new cars. God's about to do double
this
for your partners.
Dr. Barker, this is it.
Two
are better
two.
Than one.
Yes.
Two in agreement.
Yes.
Now, your Bible promises you that your past has no business in your present.
My God, it's got to go.
And some of you have been holding on to that past.
Speak.
I'm going to bury your past.
Jesus,
do you understand
I
me?
Feel that.
I'm going to bury your past. You and I are coming into a covenant of agreement, declaring your freedom
now.
In the new year, slamming the door on your past in 2017 and steadfastly pronouncing, proclaiming, prophesying, declaring, and decreeing your new beginning in 2018.
My God.
Now you
My
sow
God.
Your seed, $25, $50, $100. It's It's not the amount of the seed.
That's right.
It's the faith required to sow it. Then I'm going to take that representation of your past, and I am going to bury right here in vault at the base of the cross representing Calvary to declare to man, time, and devils that your past is buried, and in the power of the cross, you're moving into your future. Get your seed here by December 31st. Call now, text BT NEW to 45777. Jesus is going to bring you out of your past.
Claim your promise from Isaiah 43 by forgetting the former things and sowing your declaration of freedom seed for your new beginning in 2018. The promise has been signed, sealed, and delivered. It's time to turn your back on 2017 and embrace your new beginning in 2018 with a seed. Sow your best freedom seed, and we'll send you Dr. Parsley's signed declaration of freedom for your new beginning. Perfect to keep in your Bible or suitable for framing. With your generous seed of $50 or more, in addition to the Declaration of Freedom, our thank you gift includes this beautiful Leather Luxe Breakthrough Daily Devotional for 2018 and a DVD of the New Year's Eve service Declaring Your Freedom. With a gift of $100 or more, along with the Declaration, DVD, and Devotional, you'll also receive Dr. Parsley's acclaimed Living Legacy Bible. For those sowing an uncommon seed of $1,000 for an uncommon year of blessing, in addition, you'll receive this magnificent engraved keepsake Bible and sword statue to encourage you each day. Your victory is assured. Close the door on 2017. Call now with your gift. Include the obstacle you need removed from your new beginning in 2018. Or text to give. Text BTNEW to 45777 or rush your letter in the mail. Your declaration of freedom is signed, sealed, and delivered.
Welcome back. We're right here in the beautiful high-definition studios of Breakthrough with my great friend, mentor, Dr. Coy Barker, Elevation Point
Church, Holy
right
Ghost
there
is
in Greater Atlanta.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. The anointing's flowing like a mighty river.
It's heavy.
Because we're going to bury our past today,
that.
Dr. Barker.
Think about that. You must understand all we're doing here on this set is feeding your faith.
Right.
Fueling your faith. Mm. When we say to you, God is going to do, we're only fueling what God's already said He's going to
do.
My past is gone.
Doctor,
listen to me carefully.
Doctor, just before you go on there, because I just need them to know right now, as you said that, you know, God directed me to do that.
Yes, He
when
did.
When I built that memorial, God said, you put a vault under there because there are things in people's lives that need to be buried. And I just, it came to me while you were speaking about it. You don't go dig up what's been buried.
No, you don't.
You let that go.
It's gone.
And that's the reason we're doing this, for you to have faith to let go. Get over it.
That's right.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Bury it. Let it die.
My
that hindrance,
yes.
that addiction, that bondage, that
yes.
attitude, that relation. Let it go.
Go.
It's holding you. It's hindering you. Let's bury that thing together. God does not want your past invading your present and canceling your future. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Man. Go ahead, Doctor.
Let me just give you an example of when people will just simply obey a God instruction.
Right.
Just a simple God instruction. Mm-hmm. Because I believe it's so important to you that you understand this is Him obeying a God instruction.
Yes.
The very fact He built the vault for this moment before He ever knew what exactly God was telling Him about.
Yes.
But He obeyed the instruction so that you could be free.
Amen.
My God, this is a moment in your life. You cannot, you must not miss the moment. The portal is open for you to be free from your past.
Oh, glory.
Every chain, every
glory.
Shackle, every
glory.
Hurt, every disappointment,
glory.
Every rejection. You
glory.
Can be free in a moment's
glory.
Time. This is that time in your life. A gentleman came to me recently, and he said, it looks like I'm going blind in this eye. The doctor says there's no hope for it. And I looked at him and I said, brother, let me tell you this. There is always hope in our God.
Think of it.
And he said, I hear you and Pastor Parsley saying, plant a seed. So he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to plant a seed. And he said, I'm going to plant a $1,000 seed. And I'm going to ask God to see if he can do a miracle. He said, I've gone to the best surgeons, eye surgeons, and they say there's nothing that they can do for me. It's impossible. The eye is gone. And he said, I just felt like since I had a moment to share with you in person, I'm going to obey what you and Pastor Parsley are always urging us to do. Mm-hmm. Planted the seed in the kingdom of God. See, some of you, maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $100. Many of you, it's $1,000.
Right.
You can plant $1,000. Make the story real short. Here's what happened when he planted that seed. Mm-hmm. He went back to the same surgeon as soon as he'd get the appointment. I think it's like 2 weeks or
talk,
so.
Doctor.
Went back to the same surgeon.
Talk.
They looked at that eye
talk.
And said, sir, we don't understand
it, huh.
But your eye is well.
Jesus.
Now, what can
glorify
I say to you except God honors
glorify
that
you.
Exercise of faith. And when Pastor Parson and I sat here as God's leaders, prophetic voices in your life, we're not here for us. We are sitting here for you.
Yes.
For your family, for the hurting and the broken. And so I'm saying to you, it's your moment in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
To pick that phone up, make hell tremble.
Yes.
By your sacrifice of faith and say, right now on my credit card, or I'm going to text it, I am going to make a commitment in Jesus' name.
Yes.
To do what God's saying. New beginnings are right now.
Right now.
It's your choice. Write down your problems.
Right.
Get them to Pastor.
Yes.
Let's get them buried. And I vow before you,
yes,
I'll
God.
Join you 1 hour a day.
Amen.
For the rest of this period of time.
Yes.
For this one need.
We're going to believe for it. Look, I believe, and I don't often say this, there's something happening right now in this broadcast.
Yes, there is.
Regarding $1,000 seeds.
Yes,
why?
There is.
Because there's something supernatural that takes place. Now you say, Pastor, I couldn't possibly sow $1,000. Then sow the tithe on
it. That's it.
Because there's something in your past,
my God, yes,
that's blocking your future. Some of you have been through a divorce and you can't let it go so that God can bring the new thing into
that's
your life.
Right.
Some of you are still mourning a failed business, and if you'd
come
stop
on.
Doing that, God would give you two to replace it.
That's right.
You have to break the stranglehold of the past.
That's right.
Now, you said we don't, you know, we're not doing this for us. I don't often say this. I've been doing this breakthrough broadcast for nearly 40 years.
Now think about that.
Millions and millions of dollars of product, books,
that's right,
and tapes.
That's
and
right.
Best-selling New York Times best-selling books and so forth. This, I don't receive a penny.
Not a penny.
For any of this.
Say
I
that.
Never, ever
say
have.
That.
Not one penny. God blesses me otherwise.
Yes, he does.
I'm not here for me. I'm here for you to help
speak
you break
that, Prophet,
the chains
God
off of you of your past. I'm going to bury it.
Yes.
Now, my announcer is going to come and tell you exactly how to participate. What you need to do, sow that seed.
Do
wrap your
now.
Faith with expectation and your prayer and giving to be a memorial before God. I didn't
yes.
write it. God did.
God did.
What I know is God wants to loose you from your past, and he wants to do it right now.
Claim your promise from Isaiah 43 by forgetting the former things and sowing your declaration of freedom seed for your new beginning in 2018. The promise has been signed, sealed, and delivered. It's time to turn your back on 2017 and embrace your new beginning in 2018 with a seed. Sow your best freedom seed, and we'll send you Dr. Parsley's signed declaration of freedom for your new beginning. Perfect to keep in your Bible or suitable for framing. With your generous seed of $50 or more, in addition to the Declaration of Freedom, our thank you gift includes this beautiful Leather Luxe Breakthrough Daily Devotional for 2018 and a DVD of the New Year's Eve service Declaring Your Freedom. With a gift of $100 or more, along with the Declaration, DVD, and Devotional, you'll also receive Dr. Parsley's acclaimed Living Legacy Bible. For those sowing an uncommon seed of $1,000 for an uncommon year of blessing, in addition, you'll receive this magnificent engraved keepsake Bible and sword statue to encourage you each day. Your victory is assured. Close the door on 2017. Call now with your gift. Include the obstacle you need removed from your new beginning in 2018. Or text to give. Text BTNEW to 45777 or rush your letter in the mail. Your Declaration of Freedom is signed, sealed, and delivered.
Hey, this is Ashton Parsley from Harvest Music Live, and I just want to remind you that our Christmas album is out. Hey, it's Christmas like you've never heard it before. Some songs you know and some you probably don't, but it's a great gift for yourself and for your loved ones. So go anywhere that you download music or go to harvestmusiclive.com and get Christmas by Harvest Music Live today. Tis the season.
Well, Dr. Barker, thank you.
Amen.
I tell you, I just delight every time you're here with me on Breakthrough, because that seven times anointing with our agreement is one of the most powerful things we experience here.
It is.
I want you to promise me you'll come back.
Will,
right? Because, all right, you heard me asking partners. You heard me, and you heard his response.
Yes.
So you don't have to get over my social media and say, have Dr. Barker back.
It's going to happen.
I've heard you, all right? Now, if you're unsure where you'll spend eternity, you can begin your life brand new
right
now in Christ Jesus. How do I do it? Well, you just call that number right there on your screen. We're going to pray with you, then I'm going to send you some literature, and you're going to begin a brand new life, free from your past, free from the bondages of sin, and entered into the kingdom of
God.
Nearly 4,000 people responded to Christ at our altars in just 1 month.
Think about that.
Church.
Think about that.
We just know so many of you on Breakthrough, you're just not really, really sure.
That's right.
Pick up your phone today.
Do it.
Be sure. You can pillow your head tonight, full well knowing you're sure for heaven, as if you were already there. Until next time, you expect God, won't you, to confirm His word, signs and wonders following.
Amen.